Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a great many children face the hard problem of learning good table manners without ever seeing any. We were studying in regard to the last words of Jesus, and we have reference not to the last words that he uttered while he was in a physical body as he died upon the cross, but rather the last words in the Bible that came by inspiration of God. The things that are recorded in the Bible are the words of Christ, and those are the things that we'll answer for when judgment comes, John 12 and verse 48. But there are some things said in these last words of Jesus that bear note. First of all, Jesus proclaimed his divinity. We've already pointed out the fact that Jesus was in the beginning, he has always been, and always will be. Not only is that true, but he declared his authority. When the Lord said, "You cannot add to the word of the book of this prophecy, or you cannot take away from what is prophesied in this book," he's simply saying, "You don't have the authority to do that." James chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "There is one lawgiver." I'm not that lawgiver, nor are you. We don't have the right to make the laws. We simply must abide by them. And so Jesus indicated that the word of God cannot be added to, it cannot be taken away from, but must be respected as the word of God. In writing to the church at Thessalonica, Paul pointed out to the brethren there that he was thankful for the way they received the word that he had preached unto them. They treated that word not as the words of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in them that believe. It would be a far different world today if men and women everywhere treated the word of God as it is in truth, God's word. But we sort of have the idea that we don't need to give that much respect or appreciation to the things that are recorded in the Bible without even batting an eye. I hear people say, "Oh, I know the Bible says that, but I don't believe that. I don't take that position." Well, friends, that's a very dangerous position when a person says, "I don't want what God said." Paul told the brethren at Thessalonica, "You treated the word properly as the word of God." That just simply means you listen to and you do what the word of God teaches. A third thing that the Lord affirmed in his last words in the book of Revelation are these words in verse 20 of this book. "He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." I come quickly? Yes, Jesus said he was going to return. The Bible promises that. Look at a couple of verses that make that clear. In Acts 1 and verse 11, "As some are gazing into the heavens, when Jesus returns to his Father in heaven, he's caught up from the earth, and as he's returning, they're watching as he leaves, and they are told, this same Jesus, whom you've seen taken up from among you, shall so return in like manner." Jesus is coming again. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And lo, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go," listen to this statement, "I will come again." Jesus said, "If I go, I will come again." That's important to us, isn't it? We're looking for the Lord's return. We see signs sometimes along the highway, Jesus is coming. And I can agree with that when I see that, because that's exactly what the Bible teaches. Now, a lot of those signs have some false doctrine connected with that. They say Jesus is coming soon. I wonder where they learned that. Jesus said he didn't know when he was coming back. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36, of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but the Father only. Isn't it amazing that some people today think they know what Jesus didn't know? Even the angels of heaven did not know. They claim they know it. Well, there's something wrong with that, isn't there? When somebody says, I know when Jesus is going to come again, they're always proven to be false teachers. In Deuteronomy 18 and verse 18, the prophet Deuteronomy said, Moses said, the person who speaks something and it come to pass, you can mark it down, that person has spoken of God. But when a prophet says something and it does not come to pass, then, of course, just mark him down as a false teacher. Well, I wonder what that means. When a fella comes along in 1843 and says, Jesus is coming this year, and it didn't happen, what does that tell you about that man? He's a false prophet, isn't he? Well, when he said 1844, the next year, and it didn't come to pass, he's proclaimed again to be a false prophet, isn't he? Well, he's not the only person who's done that very thing. Look at the predictions we have repeatedly. People are telling us over and over again, Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming at a particular time. There was a man who wrote a book in 1988 that went all over this country, which gave 88 reasons the so-called rapture would occur in 1988. But September the 12th came, and it didn't occur. And the 13th came, and it didn't occur. When he revised his prediction to the following year, it didn't occur. Now, what do you know about that man? He didn't really know what he was talking about. And he's made himself a spectacle by making a prediction that Jesus said he would know nothing about. So when the Lord in Matthew chapter 25 tells us about five wise and five foolish virgins, he concludes that by telling us the five who were wise are those who made preparation. They were always ready, and so whenever the time comes, they're ready to enter in. But what about the five foolish? The five foolish did not make preparation, so when the call goes forth, behold, the bridegroom cometh, they're not ready to go in, and so they're on the outside. But look at how that's summarized in verse 13 of Matthew chapter 25. Jesus said, watch and pray, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Friends, nobody knows when the Lord is going to come. Is he going to come? Well, yes, he affirmed that. Jesus said, I come quickly. Now, that is, suddenly. And when many people are not looking for him, he's going to return. But the time is not given, and of course we need to be ready at all times. So in the closing words of Jesus, Jesus said, I will come again. We hope you'll be with us tomorrow. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.